This episode is brought to you in part by the Billboard Billboard Awards, awarding the greatest billboards in history. We've had no winners yet, so you still have a chance. It's time for The Ramen Noodle, episode 149.
Nobody can blame ya. There's only one life worth living. They may try and shame ya, 'cause it cracks them up to see an amateur like you. But you gotta be your own kind of noodle. Add your own seasoning. Be your own kind of noodle, even if nobody else laughs along.
Welcome back to another episode of The Ramen Noodle, clean comedy podcast. I'm Daniel J. Lewis.
I'm Jeremy Laughlin.
And I'm Jenny.
We're happy to have you listening with us. Check us out on the web over at cleancomedypodcast.com and subscribe to the podcast if you're not already subscribed. And you can leave ratings and reviews in iTunes, blah, 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 at cleancomedypodcast.com/iTunes. Let's get into this fun stuff that we have to cover
can
today.
Can we make it cleancomedypodcast/blah, blah?
I thought of that, but that was already taken.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
What's it do?
And I'll let you in on a little secret here. Almost every time I say the word already, I say the first syllable twice because it's so nice. I mean, no, because what? I realized that that's a word that I have not changed how I pronounce since I was a kid. I was saying already, like dropping the L completely. Like
already.
Like an Oriental Trading Post employee.
Like
what did you just say?
Like a pirate.
So I now work very hard to say already instead of already.
I love that joke was so obscure that we don't even really have time for me to explain it, but it just makes you sound racist.
I'm not racist. Who is Oriental Trading Post hiring?
Like an Oriental Trading Post employee. It made more sense than it sounded like.
I mean, there are white collar workers, there are blue collar workers, and there are Oriental Trading Post
collar workers. This is getting worse.
They have little stamps and stickers all over their collar. So you can't really call them one color or another. They're that diverse culturally on their collar.
I think you've left me no choice. Doxson, who you've heard us mention from the chat room, sent us some stamps that we talked about several weeks ago inside the cap. We just noticed before the show started that they say Oriental Trading, and we thought that was amusing. There. That's the little disclaimer that you made me give so that people wouldn't think you were just...
You had to explain the
racist
joke?
Racist and or crazy. Okay. I did have to explain the joke so that you wouldn't get hate mail.
That's true, but we don't get much hate mail. But you can send hate mail to us. Apparently, our dog just wanted to give some hate mail.
Lucy's like, I can't take it anymore.
Okay, let's move on with this. Funny stuff from the last week or so.
Whoa! You actually made Daniel jump! Can I take your hand?
Well, yes.
Thank you!
What made me jump was the... That wasn't a jump, by the way.
Yes, it was!
That was a quick move to look at Jeremy like,
what? Oh my god. Wait,
because I just
you totally
heard
jumped.
Our dog went somewhere else, and then Jeremy went in here.
Just admit it. Jeremy made you jump, which is something that I have not been able to do in our 2 years of marriage.
Speaking of jumping, that was not a jump. Speaking of jumping, I am a little bit afraid to open our pool.
Rather, I've noticed.
I'm not afraid of opening the pool. I'm afraid of the screwdrivers and hammers and tools in our garage that I might need to open the pool.
I'm going to pop out of the pool and hit you with another screwdriver.
You're afraid of the scarring that opening the pool may entail. Also, yes. The chat room and my brain are reminding me of Edna.
Extremely dead, nauseating animal.
What if there's another Edna? It would be very difficult for this creature to get under your pool cover, but
Edna would have to be a snake.
Or which isn't
like
so bad.
An eczema. not a snake with eczema. An anorexic snake. That's it. Sheesh. That's what it would have to be to make it into the pool. Because the pool cover is on so tight that nothing can get through. Not even oxygen. When I pull the thing off, it goes like whoosh, as the oxygen gets back.
Does it really? Like a time capsule?
Almost, yeah.
Whoosh.
And then there's a paper inside with all of these numbers on it. And at the end of it, it says EE, which stands for Taylor E-E. Swift.
Oh, does it?
Yeah.
EE stands for Taylor Swift.
Uh-huh. E-E-E-E.
Yeah. See, she got it.
That was a bit lower than Taylor Swift.
But besides the pool, the impending doom that it may be, and be prepared for upcoming funny stories, because I do plan to try to open the pool this upcoming weekend, just before our video episode, which will be episode 150. Let me introduce you to some basic arithmetic here. This is episode 149.
Can we say arithmetic for the rest of the night?
Because it's very aromatic and romantic. And what? Episode 150 will be our next episode. It will be a video episode. We will be posting the video episode in the normal audio feed. We're not going to do this very often, but we will be doing it this time. So just be prepared with that. So to know that you need to be on Wi-Fi Wednesday evening if data rates are an issue to you. So I might have some scars to show off during that video episode, depending on how the pool opening goes. But I received this letter in the mail recently. Now, I'm self-employed. I run my own business.
We're going to call you self-emp the rest of the night.
Self-emp.
I've had to...
You're a little self-emp.
I had to go through certain legal procedures to be able to work here in my home.
Such as getting that full pardon.
Yeah, and certain permits and stuff. And some of it involved cookies. Bribing with cookies.
Oh!
Well, I received this very official letter
from formal,
our
very
local county.
Official.
And it says violation of county ordinance. And they give this long number on here. It's the fiscal court ordinance. And I'm thinking, oh, no, they're taking my business license away. I forgot to pay a tax. I'm thinking all of these bad things that could have happened because of this, because I'm getting this letter from the, it says violation of this, our county fiscal court ordinance number, such and such. And it names our home address.
Uh-oh.
And the only thing that's associated with our home address and my business is certain legal stuff that has to be, because it's like location of business. Mm-hmm. And that's associated with the fiscal court. So I was immediately nervous, and it started off. Mr. Lewis, you know that means it's either some kid is writing this or we're in trouble.
Yeah, because every time that like I'm mad at you, I call you Mr. Lewis.
I call you Mr. Lewis when I'm mad at you.
Which just generates more Mr. Lewis's from me.
That's weird. Mr. Lewis.
Not like people, just okay. Stating like, of Mr. Lewis.
What? And there's another Mr. Lewis.
I'm not. This has nothing to do with avocados, so move on.
Mr. Lewis, this letter is to serve as written notice of the county fiscal court that your property is in violation of county ordinance, blah, blah, blah. For high grass.
I knew it. I mean, what? I never noticed your grass before, ever. You have grass?
Yep.
You know, I have been feeding the grass this certain kind of fertilizer, and maybe that's illegal in this state, and it's been getting a little bit high lately. Mm. And maybe that drug is illegal
for
grass.
Oh, my goodness.
And they decided that it was a good solution to take care of your grass with an ordinance?
Yes, I'll just go put this ordinance out there on the grass. Ordinance blah 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 states that vegetation
blah, blah, blah.
Must be maintained to not exceed more than 8 inches in height.
That's silly.
This violation must be corrected within five days. I like how they put the number right after the number.
Five.
They spell it and then they use the numeral.
It's so that if you read it, you don't go, Guys, I thought it said FIVE, and I really thought that that actually meant the number that comes before 62.
Hmm. Exactly.
Somehow.
Yeah. I had 50 days. Do it. within 5 days of the date of receipt of this letter, so I can say that, hey, I didn't receive this letter until like July. You must also contact the code enforcement officer named below to notify of compliance within the 5-day period. Failure to do so will... Now, here's their big threat. Failure to do so will result in further contact from this office.
No!
And then they actually sent me a copy of like the county ordinance that says it's unlawful for any person owning any lot of land not used for agricultural purposes.
We should just burn our lawn.
To permit by failure to mow grass and or weeds to become a detriment to the health and welfare of the inhabitants of the county.
It's not an overreaction at all. Like, fine!
I'll just burn it!
Yeah, so I'm thinking, what could my responses to this be? I hate mowing the grass.
I really wish that they had threatened to cut your grass for you.
But do you know why? You're leaving out the part of why our grass got higher than what someone wanted. Our mower was broken.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll just throw that out there. We're not guilty on purpose.
On purpose.
I grow my grass tall just to spite just the county.
Like, I keep my grass at precisely 7 3/4 inches.
I'm a hyper-environmentalist.
Well, okay.
Can't you feel the grass's pain when you mow it? Can't you feel it?
Hug the lazy grass.
I was thinking that when I call them, which I still need to call them, but I guess this podcast now serves as a notice of when I officially receive this letter.
Don't drag me into this.
when I call them... I'm thinking, what do I say? Call in and say, hey, I mowed my grass. You don't need to arrest me now.
Please do that. And please record it. No! Can I follow you around with a video camera? And you can go into the office in person and let them know. No! Throw yourself on the mercy of fiscal court and say, I mowed my lawn. Please don't arrest me.
I know what you should do. You should go to the building where all the official people are. Who gave you that note?
Start measuring
and
the grass.
Every single room you should visit and say, hey, just want to let you know I'm on my grass. Have a great day.
I don't know which room this letter came from.
I don't
from.
Care. I'm just telling you all.
I mowed my grass!
Oh, yeah, yeah, do that.
With your arms in the air.
I'm on my grass!
Putting my arms in the air like I don't care because I mowed my grass.
And in
like
case...
my hair. I had to make it rhyme.
Okay. I hope those two things have nothing to do with each other. I hope. Your hair should be no longer than 8 inches. It's a county ordinance.
Wouldn't that be weird if they started making an ordinance about people's hair?
It would. No more, no less, all people.
Oh.
8 inches of hair.
Wow.
So if you're balding, you're in real trouble.
Oh, no. Bald people would just be thrown in jail.
That's me.
But
you're not
bald. I love you, Jenny. I'm going bald.
Fiscal court is actually the name of our county government, and I used to know why. I don't remember anymore, but it has nothing to do with fiscals necessarily.
I will love you and your bald head. I will love you and your bald head. I will love you both.
As they will both have separate entities.
I will kiss your bald head as soon as it's bald. But not before. Just kidding.
Jeremy, what is your random noodle update?
Where should I even start?
Let's start at the beginning.
Very good place to start.
I'm starting on the same key would be helpful.
What is happening? I am going to start with something that happened this week, but it didn't actually happen this week.
You can't tell it. Sorry.
But it's both.
You can't. It's both?
It's both.
Like
we are both.
Well, okay. I went to see a movie this week. Star Trek. Hello.
That's not Star Trek. That's Inception.
And the particular theater I went to, the seats do not recline. And I love this. Because when your seat can recline, the person behind you can push it back forward with their feet.
That's rude.
Which seems to always happen to me. I'll be like, I've spent whole movies before where it's like I lean back, and if I lean forward a little bit, next thing I know, I can't lean back anymore because the person behind me has their feet on the back of the seat, and I'll like make a notable push back, and I'll like, hey, this is my space. I'm going to lean back if I want to. Keep your feet off my seat. You're being rude, blah, blah, blah. That's what I'm basically saying by leaning back. And this will happen several times throughout a movie. So I just was like, oh, these seats don't move. This is so great. However, as I'm sitting there thinking about all the times I've had to fight with the person behind me in a passive-aggressive sort of way, I had to recall the last time I went to see a movie, which I think was actually The Hobbit, if that tells you how often I see movies.
The Hobbit.
Well, they're kind of connected.
Yeah.
Spock was in Star Trek, the older Star Trek, and Spock did a video for The Hobbit, singing a song about The Hobbit.
Did he?
Uh-huh. You haven't heard this?
No.
Well, you continue telling your story and I'll find this video.
Okay. Well, at that time, it was one of the worst ever as far as fighting with the person behind me for the right to recline my seat during The Hobbit. The thing is, at the end of the movie, what are you doing right now?
In the middle of the earth, in the land of Shire, oh. Brave little hobbit whom we all admire.
Leonard Nimoy can sing.
Fuzzy Willy Toast lives in a hobbit hole and everybody knows him. Bilbo, Bilbo.
Oh gosh, it's precursor to Teletubbies.
Whoa.
Yeah, so anyway, that's the video I was talking about.
All right, cool.
So that's why The Hobbit and Star Trek are actually connected.
Thought you were going to wait till the end of my story, but hey, that's cool. That's my reset sound.
Wow.
Okay, so.
My reset sound is cooler.
I spend the movie fighting with the person behind me, trying, you know, leaning forward a little bit, finding that I can't recline. It's just like other movies. It's really irritating. At the end of the movie, but maybe even before, and I can't remember, but I hope that this was, I didn't go through the whole movie this way. I looked behind me. There was nobody there.
Oh, no.
So apparently, these seats can just sort of feel like they're sticking, and it feels like the feet of a person. It can even feel like it's pushing you back, but apparently, there was nobody there.
So it's a ghost.
I now have to wonder how many times I've been in movies mad at the person behind me, and it really was just the seat. Their feet were not on. Now, I have felt the seat get pushed, but maybe I've been fighting with nothing.
Was there maybe a pee on the back
was
of the chair?
What, like now?
Taped to the back of the chair.
What
there
are
was
you
a little
accusing me of, Nathan?
That you're the princess and the pee.
Now you're accusing me of being a princess with bladder control issues.
No, I'm
I am neither.
The person who sat behind you had the bladder control issues.
Oh. No. No, that is not what happened. No. Mm-mm.
I never know what to say to people in theaters. Because it's like, I want to be quiet, but yeah. I want to say something, but I'm kind of scared.
Well, yeah. I'm not sure why
they
want to say
something.
What
are they going
to
do?
Do you want to say something to make them stop doing something annoying?
They could do something and nobody would know who they are.
Oh, gosh, that's scary. That is really scary.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, even going to see Star Trek, there was nobody on the one side of me right up until the movie started. And then when he came and sat down, he had his elbow basically in my space. I was all like scrunched over in the corner of my seat.
What is proper armrest etiquette?
Well, definitely keep, even if you're going to hog the armrest, don't stick your elbow into the space
you
of the other seat.
You should have moved down and been like, you're in my bubble!
I was like,
or don't wrap your arm around the other person's arm to share the armrest together.
I should have just
not good etiquette.
Popped the armrest up and just been like, hey,
let's not fight
not
over
really.
It. I'm going to take it away because I want it too, and we're going to fight over it. So it's gone now.
I don't think that I could have probably made it awkward enough because he was making it so awkward. I don't think I could have made it awkward enough that he would have left. But that's really what I wanted to do. Why do we put ourselves through movie theaters?
I don't know.
I mean, yeah, the experience is kind of good, but you go and there are all these people and they're all around you and they're doing
stupid
things and you can't pause the movie. So if you have to go to the bathroom, you either have to miss part of the movie, you have to climb over all these people, or you have to sit there and just be miserable and be like, I'm having such a good time watching this movie, but I can't wait till it's over because I have to go to the bathroom and I'm thirsty. And
then they stick a comedy scene right in the middle of it and you don't have to go anymore.
Oh, no. No. Oh.
And I was so afraid the guy next to me was going to spill his drink on me.
Oh.
He was doing so many things. He had so much food. I think he had 2 orders of nachos.
Oh.
Some theaters have really small nachos.
It almost sounds like an insult in some way.
But
hey, you're a small nacho.
Yeah. Whoa. That's big talk.
For such a small nacho.
Yes. So, theaters. I think they are...
Tú es un pico nacho.
What? Okay, we're done with theaters. We are on to nachos.
Anyway, sorry, theaters.
No, that's about it. Just ponder that. We pay to go sit in a room where there are all kinds of things that can go wrong with the experience instead of watching things at home.
The worst people to be near in a theater, I realized, are teenage boyfriend and girlfriend.
What?
Really? Because the boyfriend wants to show off to the girlfriend and make her laugh, so he'll crack jokes all during the movie.
Or just annoying people that talk during a movie. Like, talk excessively in a theater.
Yeah.
I mean, I know I talk at home when we're watching stuff, and Daniel's making faces at me like, you're such a hypocrite. But when I'm at the theater, I keep it down, don't I? I talk a little bit. Okay, never mind. I do talk.
At least the people near me weren't talking a lot. Although it was great because it was 3D, and he kept ducking. At really funny times. But so add that to the list. Now we pay to go sit with other people who are eating food, perhaps obnoxiously, invading our space, ghosts that put their feet on our seat backs, and all these things. You can't go to the bathroom or you have to miss the movie, and you get to wear uncomfortable glasses, even if you are not a person who needs to wear glasses.
I don't like 3D movies for the glasses.
So we do all these things for a price.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. 3D, I don't really get it. Why do you need 3D?
I don't know. I usually keep one eye covered when I'm not in a movie so that the world looks more 2D. Because I hate that 3D effect that just your human eyes naturally create. All that depth perception, I hate it. I just like things to be 2D. So I wear an eye patch a lot.
You're mocking me, aren't you?
So
I'm using your statement as a springboard for obnoxiousness.
So one of Jeremy's favorite pastimes is to find a wall and just walk right into it because it's two-dimensional.
No.
It's no. The sound of Jeremy's head on the wall.
I don't do that on purpose. I do walk into walls.
It's amusing to watch.
But that's...
Do it right now.
I'm a little sensitive about the walking into walls thing, quite honestly.
Oh.
Yeah.
By that, I mean not quite honestly.
He hasn't quite gotten that transcendentalism.
By that, you mean you're lying.
Daniel's trying to come up with words again.
I can't. Transcendence. That's it. That's the word. Jenny, do you have a random noodle update?
It transcendentalist?
Good, blah, blah. We're all talking at the same time.
Blah, blah.
Just blah, blah.
Blah, blah, blah.
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 One other blah. Thing. One other blah. Random noodle update. Not announcement.
Oh, my god.
That I wanted to share is you remember a few months ago, I presented at a conference called Ignite Cincinnati.
Indeed.
I didn't speak at all, except for saying thank you. And it was 5 minutes of awkward silence. You can find that video now on YouTube. If you Google or if you search YouTube for 5 minutes of awkward silence, you'll see it there. Or I'll put the link in the show notes for this episode at cleancomedypodcast.com/149. Well, I also helped present or co-presented at a more recent Ignite Cincinnati again. But I'm realizing something. They love me. They just don't want me to talk because they had me design someone else's slides.
It's true. It's true. And your slides were the best part of that presentation.
What we did is this thing called presentation improv, but we did it a bit differently this time. Was that after my amazing slides from the last Ignite Cincinnati, where I didn't speak, the organizer contacted me and shared this idea with me and asked me if I would design the slides for this other thing. So what I did was he gave me a topic, which was information overload is killing us. And then he told me create slides for it, and I could design the slides to be whatever I wanted and as outrageous as I wanted them to be. So it went from normal stuff like showing infographics at the beginning, some charts, some slides with way too much information on them, mm-hmm. and then descended into total madness where at the end, I'm making the slides out to be a battle cry to kill information, destroy it before it destroys you. And I used all of these old propaganda posters and added text on them. And then the best part, I think, right near the end, because the speaker started going off topic and ignoring the slides, which was kind of...
It's because he had too much time to prepare.
Yeah, his information overload was killing us. But the great part where it was like... The final revenge on him was at the end, and it was Jenny's idea to put these slides in, was every presentation that someone gives, or I'll call it a PowerPoint that someone gives, because it's that bad that I'll actually use the trademark term to refer to what they give.
I'm a little uncomfortable with that kind of language, but go on.
What's the last slide or second to last slide that they usually put up?
I would know.
The penultimate slide?
Yes, the last or second to last.
I don't know.
Usually a summary slide.
Oh.
Or conclusion or something like that.
Showing conclusion.
Slides are mostly unnecessary text on the screen. That's the thing. Often, I'm a presentation consultant, by the way, so if you want to hire me to improve your public speaking and presentations, just let me know. But what we did for the last slides, it was Jenny's idea, was... First slide said summary. And when the speaker
got
to it,
the last three.
When the speaker got to it, he said he started then summarizing, and you could see his relief. Uh-huh. Then the next slide changed to, and the slides are rotating automatically every 20 seconds or so. The next slide then says more summary. And I've got this flame in the background that's starting to look like fires from hell. And then the final slide.
When you put it that way.
So then he sees that, realizes he has to keep summarizing. And the final slide was, feed me more summary.
More.
And it just looked totally demonic in the flames and colors on the screen.
It was so appropriate for how the whole thing was going down in flames.
Yes. Yeah. Now, unfortunately, I can't share that video because the speaker did not have pants. No, I mean...
Oh,
yeah, he had pants.
That would make things awkward. Thankfully, that did not happen with that speaker.
His language just wasn't what we can reshare on the podcast.
That's true.
But if you really want to look it up, you can go out there and probably find it based on the title I shared with you. Well, let's move on to this.
Ring, ring, hello? Ring, ring, hello? Ring, ring, hello? Ring, ring, hello? Ring, ring.
You have a bad connection.
Funny stuff from you guys, our wonderful listeners. And even some of the non-wonderful listeners, too. We get stuff from you, too, that's occasionally funny. But you can send us your funny stuff by emailing feedback@cleancomedypodcast.com or call and leave a voicemail at 903-231-2221. You can also send us stuff. We've got our video episode coming up, so it could be cool if you send us something for the video episode by mailing it to The Ramen Noodle, P.O. Box 739, Burlington, Kentucky, 41005. This message came in from... Emily, otherwise known as M-Dash, and she's in the chat room right now.
Emily DeRaven?
Yes. Oh. Speaking of the chat room, we do the podcast live, usually Wednesday evenings. The schedule may be changing, so I'm a little hesitant to say this, but usually Wednesday evenings at 6 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time at GMT-4 at cleancomedypodcast.com/live. And Jenny, tell us who's in the chat room.
Oh, okay. It's Kate Eliactive, me, Casey Maddie Bubble. It's just a fun name.
That was three people.
Spy Tech 12, Daxon Bell Nicholson, M Dash, Matthew Paul, and Air J. Why aren't you guys in the chat room?
Thank we
you.
Are.
I can't see you.
I know.
Thank you so much, everybody, for joining us.
Thanks,
for the last
everybody.
Show.
There are more people. It doesn't always show everybody here. On the side.
No. So this message came in from Emily, otherwise known as M Dash, saying, "Dear Daniel, Jeremy, and Jenny, thank you for finally playing my voicemail. Now, I was not bitterly enraged by the long delay, but I have been wondering about it. So thank you. Concerning the haircut, now let's go back a little bit. Let's go into a deeper dream sequence as we remember this.
That brings us out of it. Now I'm in a not as deep dream.
Now we're in limbo.
We're in a dream, in a dream.
I'm in a shallow dream. It looks a lot like the mall.
She said something about getting a haircut from someplace, and we gave her the advice, rub some bacon on it.
Did we?
Yeah, which was basically the advice that we give to everybody whenever they're having some problem was just simply to... Rub some
bacon on it. I guess that is what we tell people. Mm-hmm. I think we should rethink our advice.
So she said, concerning the haircut, it turned out pretty great. No mirrors shattered, and I didn't scream or run away at my reflection or anything. Now, it's interesting she said run away at my reflection, so I'm not sure if that means that like she sees her reflection.
It's backwards.
And she runs at it.
It's backwards.
She runs backwards at her reflection or runs away from her reflection backwards. I don't know.
Maybe she doesn't have her shadow anymore.
It could be a Canadian thing.
Could be.
I was, in fact, quite happy with it. However, if I ever decide to give myself a haircut, I will keep some bacon handy just in case. Bacon makes great scissors, too.
Bacon.
Also, don't worry about the possibility of me coming to destroy you. I am a Canadian. Canadians are nice people.
They also have their own bacon, as I think we've previously discussed. Canadian bacon.
Uh-huh. It's made from Canadian geese. I am Canadian, for one, and am quite a nice person, if I do say so myself. As a side note, I cringe at Canadian stereotypes if they are applied in earnest. But I do like to joke around with
them. So, she has a friend named Ernest, and if you make a stereotype about him, then she doesn't like that. That's what I understand.
Where do you put the toilet paper when you apply it?
Oh, my
goodness. If you apply it on earnest... And it's a Canadian joke on the toilet paper.
Oh, my goodness.
Then she doesn't like it.
Oh, my goodness. What's happening?
I don't know.
Episode 140, which was our last episode where we heard from three different Canadians who explained to us Canadian stuff.
Has it been that long?
Yeah.
Well,
2 weeks for us because we skipped a week.
You said 140?
148. I'm sorry. Not entirely sure how to feel. I, for one, say A on occasion.
A.
Also, I live on the West Coast. Now, this was amazing to me. I didn't realize that Canada had a West Coast, too. I mean, West Coast means California, Washington, Oregon.
And
Canada has a West Coast, too?
Like,
is that where they put all of their flakes and where they film Canadian movies? Once Upon a Time is filmed on the west coast of Canada.
It's true.
Or closer to the west coast.
It's true.
So it's like their version of Hollywood, except very hometowny.
Thankfully, I feel like you're being a little more facetious than usual when discussing a country other than America. But you are generating more voicemails. You realize that.
Oh, that's fine. We need more.
Lots of voicemails about Canada.
About.
Hey. Also, that's for you, Ernest. Also, I live on the West Coast, the corner of the country where we don't really get snow. So it would be a pretty long trek for me to come and find you. I would never want to do you guys harm or anyone at all, for that matter, because I'm Canadian and because you're so awesome. Your podcast is one of a kind, and I'm very thankful for the laughs you guys provide me with. May your bacon be ever crispy.
Bacon. What if we like floppy bacon?
Yeah, what if?
What if? I don't want to be doomed to never eat floppy bacon again.
You said you didn't do us harm.
But she didn't say anything about harming our bacon.
I want floppy bacon.
So you're sorry.
P.S. Look what I found. Look what I found in my grandmother's house last summer. They exist, although they are admittedly more feminine looking than I had expected.
What?
She sent along she sent along to us a candle. It's the mandel candle.
Oh, what? Gosh.
That's a mandel?
That word just creeps me out.
Mandel the, candle.
The text on this says, when lit, the candle glows. Oh, next line.
It's not the
further,
next line.
Further text. Little. In a rainbow of colors. So it's a color-changing candle.
Why is that manly?
Why?
Because it's probably got LED lights in it.
What? But you light it.
LEDs, I mean.
Why?
Well, you light the candle.
But that's not manly.
But the LEDs are.
There are no LEDs.
But it's
pink.
Well,
then what makes it glow?
Oh.
The box is pink. The candle's pink.
Everything's pink.
Everything's pink. Why is that manly?
For a brief period of time, it's different colors, but that doesn't make it a... I'm not even going to... Why is it called that?
Mandel candle. Blah.
Blah. Blah. We'll have that screenshot or the pictures in the show notes.
It's called the Make Me Vomit candle.
No, that's the other one. That's the vomit smell candle.
I have some feedback.
That's a mandel.
Mm-hmm.
Can I share it?
No.
I got a box from Dachshund.
Which, you know...
Did it have a dog in it?
I should be insulted by this. The fact that another man is sending boxes to my wife.
It means you should send boxes to your own wife. Meaning me.
Or to save on postage.
All right, I will tell you what's in the box. What's in the box? Wait a minute. Is Winnie in the chat room?
No.
Okay, she's just going to miss it. She was insisting that I share it on the podcast. She's not even here. I will, Winnie. All right, it's my birth month next month. So Dachshund sent me a box full of candy. Wasn't that nice?
It's so nice.
I'll tell you what's in it. Reasons.
Nothing left of that.
I was wondering what the reason was.
Oh my gosh, there's actually still candy in here. I didn't eat it all.
Well, you better get
I
on
already
that.
Ate all the reasons. In fact, those were gone on the first day.
Eat all the reasons!
There are...
There's no more reasons to live.
Oh no. Werther's Original Caramel Coffee... Hard candy.
He sent you Reason and Worth.
Worth and Werther's Original Chewy Caramel.
That'd be better to send Rhyme and Reason.
And
Rhyme.
What was the other thing he sent me? Because I threw that package away. Oh yeah, he sent me Puffs.
Like Kleenex?
Puffs. No. Like the little candy Puffs. I've never seen them before.
I didn't know they were called Puffs either. They look like striped cotton balls, but without being the cotton texture. They're the hard kind of texture. You usually find them as peppermint flavors, often in restaurants.
They're puffy.
Oh, those things!
The puffy mints.
Puffy mints!
But these tasted like strawberry and watermelon and cherry and peppermint one. Cotton candy. And he sent me a crown.
Oh, gosh.
But it broke. It broke.
He said it's a...
It broke. Yeah, it's a tiara, actually.
You a tiara.
Oh, no. Will this work?
No.
It won't. No. I don't have anything on my microphone yet. Somebody needs to send me something that I can hang on my microphone.
It's like, for the sake of the audio quality, your microphone cannot wear a tiara. How many times have I told you?
And he sent me purse-shaped notepads.
Can you put it on Lucy, the dog?
I don't care. And flip-flop erasers.
Oh.
And two...
You can erase your flip-flops?
And two whistles.
It's amazing.
Why the whistles?
I don't know. Dachshund, why the whistles?
You can blow them and help will come.
Yeah, that was it. Which was a lot. And it was awesome.
That's awesome.
And, great. And thank you, Dachshund.
If you blow it, they will come.
Were you supposed to open it before your birthday?
I did! I don't care! Dachshund said I could.
Oh. Dachshund said,
oh, I'm going to read the card. It has a dog on it.
Got a dog on it.
Appropriate for coming from Dachshund.
Is it really?
Dachshund.
Appropriate for me, because I don't like dogs.
Poor Lucy. You said that in front of Lucy.
Yes, Lucy. You don't speak English. It says, I'm so mad. My dog ate your birthday present, but I managed to save the card. Anyway, happy birthday.
Yeah. But the present was there. The dog didn't need it. The car. card's alive.
The Jenny ate it.
Yeah, the Jenny ate it.
Well.
Look, it's little.
It's a little tiny flip-flop.
Well, I have a picture of what's left.
I'm going to try and put it on.
Yeah, all the bags are empty except for... I'm going to eat some of these.
I'm going to try and put this... Oh, crap. Flip-flop that I didn't just break on.
I'm sharing.
I'm putting the flip-flop back together. There we go.
Daniel won't like these because they taste like coffee.
I fixed your birthday present. Thanks for sharing.
Stick them in a box.
Boop. Well, that was the sound of a tiny flip-flop going into a box, by the way.
We also got this message from someone responding to something Jenny had asked in, I believe, our last episode.
Ooh.
Jenny asked, well, let me just read this. Hey guys, this is I Love Cheese and Ponies, or actually it's I Love Chess and Ponies.
Cheese and Ponies.
Daddy, I want the cheese covered pony.
Oh,
I heard Jenny wanted stories about dreams going into reality. Mm-hmm. Might, you know, there are very few periods in this, so maybe I should just read this as it goes.
Do it.
Do it. Don't take any breaths.
I heard Jenny wanted stories about dream going into reality. My dad had something like that happen to him once. You see, I have brittle bones, and so my legs sometimes break, and so they're not the strongest, so I can't climb up the stairs, so I have to sleep downstairs. So because I'm scared easily, my dad sleeps on a pull-out bed under mine. I'm done sewing now. I like to get up early and watch TV, and one day there was a music video on the Disney Channel. I look down at my dad, and he's shaking violently. I thought he was having a seizure or something. Why? I say, "Are you okay?" And he says, "I'm dancing." According to him, in the normal people morning, he said he was having a dream about a nightclub. It was the Disney nightclub. He was dancing to the rockin' tunes of New Kids on the Block.
Oh. Wow. Pretty sure that's not what's on the Disney Channel these days.
Well, I don't know. They could be doing reruns.
You're dating yourself.
No, I'm married. Thanks for the awesome podcast, the Ramen Noodle, because your name already has a "the." That's correct.
The.
But actually, you still did it wrong. From what? I Love Cheese and Ponies. Thank you so much, I Love Cheese and... Oh, Chess and Ponies. That one was not intentional.
You are going to have to rename yourself. I'm so sorry.
From I Love Chess and Ponies.
Cheese and Ponies.
Well, the thing that really I noticed about this is that he's got brittle bones, which is maybe explains why he loves cheese and ponies.
Too much peanut brittle. Too much peanut brittle. Make sure your bones brittle. You eat too much of it. It'll make your bones brittle.
If his bones break easily, it said, my dad sleeps on a pull-out bed under mine. Why are they on the top bed if their bones break easily?
Well,
shouldn't they be on the bottom one?
I don't know. I think this might be getting a little personal.
We're sleeping on the floor?
We're sorry about your brittle bones.
Doctor wants me to use the whistle. Give it to me, Jenny.
It hasn't been sanitized.
I'll give you the clean one.
Dip it in some Purell.
That didn't do very much.
That got Lucy's attention.
Well, good.
Here, let's both do it.
Okay.
Oh, dear.
Wait on! Ready? I'll try not to spit in it because I've got candy in my mouth. I don't spit my candy out.
The problems we have on this show. I'm really actually very sorry, all you listeners. I don't even know what's happening anymore.
I turned the volume
down. We blew
down.
Whistle down.
Good job.
I turned you down.
We blew the whistles.
Because I know that if it were me listening to this podcast, perhaps while driving, I'd be a little bit ticked at us right now if you had not adjusted the volume.
Yes, exactly.
Good job.
Thank you. I'm an expert podcaster. I help other people podcast too. Clearly not my co-host, but you know.
This is the What Not to Do segment. Please don't blow whistles on your podcast, at least unless you have someone else with the volume.
Well, now let's do something that Jenny has a special bit for this.
Jeremy's dancing to the music.
Noodles in the news.
Conducting.
Wait, dang. Jeremy, you're shaking violently. What are you doing?
He's listening to New Kids on the Block.
He's kissing my arm.
So, Jenny, you had something that you want to share.
Do.
And this will be, it's a video. This will be in the show notes at cleancomedypodcast.com/149. But, Jenny, go ahead and explain this.
I won't.
Oh, you won't?
I won't, because it's pretty self-explanatory. Just play it.
Hello. How are you doing today? Thank you for joining me today. Are you having a nice day? I am having a nice day. If you could not tell, I am levitating in the air. I am floating. Yes, it is a very good thing. I like to float. Do you like to float? Would you like to learn how to float today? Okay, I want you to sit on the floor, crisscross applesauce. Now clear your mind. Close your eyes. Now think about floating. Are you floating? Probably not. You cannot float because only I can float. If everyone was floating, then it would not be special, would it? I'm not going to teach you how to float. Silly person. Have a nice day.
Silly person.
Silly person. I love floating? That. Are you floating? I'm going to randomly ask people if they're floating. Are you floating?
What are you going to do when they say yes?
I'm going to say, have a nice day.
Well, there was this movie. There was this movie called Hoosiers. And in Hoosiers, this one basketball coach finds this other basketball coach. And the guy's like squatting in front of an air conditioner or something.
Ooh, awkward.
And I don't know what he's doing. But the guy comes in and he chuckles at him and he says, like, Bob, what are you doing? And the guy on the floor says, floating. And I never understood what that was. To this day, please, someone out there, go watch Hoosiers. Find that scene. It's near the beginning of the movie. And let me know, what in the world is he doing? Because this guy said that only he can float. So what is that guy in Hoosiers doing? Why is he floating?
Do you like to float?
I couldn't tell you.
Are you floating? Have a nice day. I love it.
One other thing. Now, by the way, our hearts
floating sound.
And thoughts and good vibes go out to everyone in Oklahoma, victims of the tornado tragedy. But I think the internet has come to new lows for blaming people for this.
Okay.
Because previously they'd want to blame the president for things like this. Now they want to blame something else.
Okay.
Here is an actual headline I read from some news. It said, how did social media play a part in the Oklahoma tornado tragedy? So now they're blaming Twitter and Facebook and YouTube for causing the tornado.
Well, isn't that true, though?
What?
I read it on the internet.
Oh, yeah.
Everything on the internet is true, right?
That exactly.
That totally immediately makes it true.
So that's why if I see too many people on their phones, I run around, I look at all their screens to make sure they're not all tweeting at the same time. And if I find that too many people in one place are tweeting all at the same time, I pick at least some of them and I knock their phones out of their hands. There's not really time to say, hey, everybody, if you all tweet at the same time right here, right now, we might have a tornado.
Or
so
popcorn.
Instead, or popcorn, apparently. I didn't know about that one. Hadn't read it on the internet yet. So I knocked their phones out of their hands.
And then you ask, are you floating?
Have a nice day.
And this has been Noodles in the News. And now this.
And now it's time for the weekly noodleism, the part of the show where the ramen noodle takes a common figure of speech and noodles it.
Jeremy and Jenny are floating. I cannot do the Indian accent.
Well, of course we are.
I can do an Indiana accent.
Have a nice day. Okay, do the whatever accent.
Are you floating? That's me, how I sound when I'm in Indiana.
Oh, okay. Okay.
You have, oh. Like, this is my Indiana accent. This is also my Canadian accent. This is also my American accent and also my British accent, because when I'm in any of those places, this is how I sound.
Here is the noodleism. Jenny and I were talking about this the other day, and where did this come from? Hands down.
The noodleism? Well, I think that it all started...
Shush! No. You're ruining it!
Hands down. Where did this thing come from? Because people will say stuff like, hands down, it's the best one there is. Or hands down, it's the best clean comedy podcast out there.
I've got my hands as low as they can go, but I'm sitting in a chair, and if I need to get them lower, I have to kind of get off the chair, and I'm not doing that right now. So this is not hands down.
And what does that have to do with how good something is?
Well, because if you say, everyone put your hands up, if you think this is stupid,
put your hands up,
and nobody puts their hands up,
don't care.
Then it's hands down not stupid.
Uh-huh. It could be from something like, you know, in Indiana Jones in The Last Crusade, there's that tunnel he goes through where he has to get his spelling bee correct, and then he has to like tumble and roll and do somersaults and stuff, or else he gets chopped off.
Not really, like, but it sounds like Indiana Jones.
Yeah, there's the little blades there that you can tell are definitely computer-generated blades. Well, anyway, those blades in there, I think there was something in the old days of maybe like Soviet Russia. Soviet Russia. Blades bowed to Indiana Jones. I don't know. But in the old days of Soviet Russia, I think they had one of these giant blades. This is part of like whatever political system was out there, Marxism, Indiana Jonesism, or communism, or something like that. Where when they wanted people to agree on something, they would call for people to raise their hands if they don't agree. And if they didn't agree, then they'd have to...
If they didn't agree.
I'm trying to talk in Russian right now. If they didn't agree, then they would have this giant saw thing come across and like, sorry to be gory, but it would cut off their hands. And because their hands were up in the air saying, we don't agree. So the way that they realized that they needed to do this is for everyone to agree, they had to keep their hands down. So when we use the phrase today, it's the best thing, hands down, or whenever we're using that phrase, that's what we're talking about.
And it worked either way, because they had to either keep their hands down or their hands would be put down for them.
Yes.
So in the end, the desired effect was achieved and all the hands were down. So once it was finished, yeah, hands down.
The other idea is that it might come from game show days. In the days of like the 80s or 90s, it was very popular to...
Are those the game show days? Is that what we call those decades?
Yes.
Even into the
like 50s and 60s, it was very popular for people to put curlers in their hair and watch these game shows on television.
I tried that before too. Yeah, I thought that you had to put the curlers in your hair. It turns out you can watch those shows without curlers.
I know.
I just didn't know.
It's actually really a better experience.
Yeah, I agree.
Although in some ways, especially the sound is a little bit better with the curlers, because the sound kind of gets trapped in there and loops around. And
That was not my experience.
Uh-huh. Well, back in those days, they weren't very creative on their game shows and the ideas of game shows like they are today, with stuff like Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader? And, you know, very intelligent game shows like that. And Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? Where everyone just says, I do. Those kinds of game shows. Well, back then, the kinds of game shows that they had would be where they would show you certain things. And it'd be like red and blue and green. And they'd ask, which one's the best? And whoever could slap their hand down first won. I mean, these were, you know, the old days when color had just come out too, because they were really excited to say red, blue, and green.
Which bear is the best bear?
Exactly. So they would slap their hands down, and that was the origin of the phrase hands down, because that's how they voted for which one was the best, was they had to slap their hands down.
All based on Russian voting systems?
It's a carryover somewhat.
Yeah.
So what are we going to think of when we hear that?
Oh, I have no idea.
I'm probably just going to think of severed hands.
Ouch.
That's what's going to come to my mind when I hear hands down in the future is severed Russian hands.
Hands down, that's the best hand severing I've ever seen.
Oh, dear.
Hey.
Hey.
That was supposed to be a, like, hey.
Oh. What's up?
Hey.
Hey, Jenny.
Hey. He was Canadian, by the way. Can you tell?
That's amazing.
So, hands down, we want to hear from you guys. Our listeners, send us your funny stories, funny things in the mail, whatever. Email feedback@cleancomedypodcast.com or call 903-231-2221. You can also go to cleancomedypodcast.com on your computer or iOS device and send a message right through the website to us. And and get the links and videos that we mentioned for this episode at cleancomedypodcast.com/149.
Do you like to float?
And if you like to float,
I did good. My eyes get really big.
Daniel has this sudden "I did it" moment. I did an accent.
I floated. I'm not sure if I could ever do it as well.
Say, let's not push it.
Have a nice day. But
if you want to check out the links and videos that we mentioned in this episode, go to the show notes, cleancomedypodcast.com/149. I think I just said that. What I think I meant to say was... I was so distracted by the Indian in my head. Our next episode will be our video episode. It will be a bit shorter than our usual episodes for multiple reasons. And for one of them being because we know you can't stand to see us for very long.
The other being because we can't stand to be seen for that long.
Exactly. Yeah. Or we like to bury our heads in the sand every now and then, which is just, you know, awkward for everybody.
Yeah. Yeah. Especially when you bury my head in the sand. I just get angry.
So make sure you watch for that. We'll try to do it live, but because of the ways technology works, we'll see how that works out. You might not.
We don't want to clog the tubes.
Yeah, you might not get the full experience, but do watch for episode 150. Will be a video episode, and it will be in the same feed, and it will be at YouTube as well. And please subscribe to us on YouTube, as we'll be putting some stuff out this summer, some funny videos that we'll be working on. You can go to youtube.com/noodlemx and subscribe to our channel that way.
You could say us float.
So send us your funny stuff. Check out the funny notes here. And please follow each of us on Twitter. I'm Daniel J. Lewis. You can follow me on Twitter at TheRamenNoodle.
I'm Jeremy Laughlin. You can follow me on Twitter at Phlegon. That's Phlegon.
And I'm Jenny. And you can follow me at twitter.com/Jenny's Nook.
So next time life makes you feel like an amateur, keep laughing because you're not the only one. And you can't float. Thanks for listening.
Nobody can blame ya. There's only one life worth living. They may try and shame ya, 'cause it cracks them up to see an amateur like you. But you've gotta be your own kind of noodle. Add your own seasoning. Be your own kind of noodle, even if nobody else laughs along.
You're not supposed to laugh along. You know, Erin Jay, our Canadian listener, has been watching Lost, and she said that she just recently watched a particular episode, and it suddenly made so much more sense to her why we have that as our theme song.
Aha! Yes.
The Ramen Noodle Clean Comedy Podcast is a proud member of Noodle Mix Network. Find more of our podcast to make you think, laugh, and succeed at noodle.mx. We promise they will make you float.
Do you like to float? I like to float.